والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وتعالى الله سبحانه وتعالى فلمجد الله تعالى حسب الصدنات. For making it easy for us to commence today's fasting. Today is the number 3rd day fasting in the month of Ramadan. The month of Mubarak, the month of forgiveness, the month of mercies, the month in which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala forgives each and every one that are Muslims. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala emancipate all of us from Jahannam to Jannah. May Allah count us among those that He will be emancipated. We always say Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan. And a lot of us actually don't know what is even Ramadan itself. Ramadan, the correct pronunciation of this Ramadan is with Fatah. You put a Fatah on it. The letter Mim, you don't call it Ramadan. To pronounce it with sukun on the letter Mim, which is Ramdan, is incorrect, like the people used to say. It's Ramdan, it's not Ramdan. Rather, it is Ramadan. As it is for meaning, much has to be stated, however, linguistically it means soul, extremely heat that burns. You know, the period of Ramadan, especially in the Hijaz, it is a hot season. The very first time this month was being named, it was during the summertime. During the summertime. And that's why you see, we are told and we read that the Jews and the Christians, we are all commanded to fast in the month of Ramadan. All of them were commanded to fast in the month of Ramadan. But they all disobeyed Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and failed to obey Allah by fasting in the month of Ramadan. But rather what they do is that they move the month, the fasting of Ramadan, to a winter period. So when they move it to a winter period, instead of them to fast the 29 or 30 days, they then add an extra 10 days to it. Because of what? Moving it from where? From the month in which Allah said they should fast to another month. So what they do is that they now add another 10 to it. And that's why they fast 40 days. Do you understand me? So we Muslims, we remain and obey Allah, our fast, in the month Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala prescribed the fasting. However, brothers Islam, the scholars explain the reason for naming this month as Ramadan is that in this month Allah burns our sins. Allah Ta'ala burns our sins and cleans us. Clean all the servants of His mercies and benevolences. Therefore, remove the coating of hellfulness from your heart and cleanse it from the darkness of sin. Repent for your sins committed in the past 11 months. Seek forgiveness of Allah in this month for the mistakes and shortfalls. Come back to Allah and begin a new chapter in your life. It is easy. And nothing will stop you from achieving that goal of you. The Noble Quran stated it clearly. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. O you who have believed in Allah, decreed upon you is a fasting as was decreed upon those nations and ummah before you, so that you and me and every Muslim will become pious, become righteous, become near to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This means that the fasting of Ramadan is made obligatory in order for us to develop a taqwa. In order for you and me to develop a taqwa. What is taqwa? Taqwa is what? Consciousness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Knowing the do and the don't and the limit of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and you not to transgress against those limits. So brothers of Islam, develop taqwa and put an end to the life of idleness. Just as a machine needs servicing for its fire to function properly, Allah has made this month a means to overhaul His servant's heart so that they can live with the renewed convictions in their life, with a new path in their life. If it happened, you found yourself in not obeying Allah, doing what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forbid you from doing, then brothers Islam, it is the time for you to revise yourself and come back to the fold of Islam properly. May Allah ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Now, take a break, brothers and sisters. Therefore, this month demands from us to make time for it. Just the fast and Taraweeh prayers would not be enough for us. Rather, we must free ourselves from other obligations that have kept us busy in the past 11 months. We have and we should focus upon our life purpose and the purpose in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created you and me. Which purpose? What was the purpose Allah created you and me? وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. He created you to worship Him alone. He created you to do nothing but rather to worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So if for some reason we are not able to free up this month solely for that worship, then we must make as much time possible so that we'll be able to do the needful and better our life and be better servant to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. My brothers in Islam, lastly this morning inshallah ta'ala, how to welcome Ramadan. That's why the fact we have already entered it, but some of us don't actually know how to welcome Ramadan. You must welcome Ramadan. There have been a practice of welcoming Ramadan that originated from Egypt and Syrians and other parts of the world. Now, spread in many countries, basically couple of days before the beginning of Ramadan. You see community events hosting, welcoming Ramadan. You see lectures, you see a lot of programs, pre-Ramadan lectures and the rest happening in Nigeria now. It's hosted by sincere people and noble intentions. However, amongst all this, there are other things that they do that contradict the teachings of Islam, which there is need for us to change it and do the needful, inshallah. It is often those very practices that begins with the noble intentions that later take to the forms of what? Innovations in the deen of Islam. In few places, you can see some people, even in Ramadan, they are celebrating Laylatul Qadri on a day broad light. And they say that they want to see the Laylatul Qadr, which inshallah ta'ala will come there. We will talk about that extensively inshallah. The best way for you and me to welcome Ramadan is to reschedule your daily routine, your daily activities. If you used to waste your time unnecessarily, it is now time for you to change it and make it productive. Begin. Think of those activities that can be reduced in upcoming or in this Ramadan, so that you can be free and increase your worship. If someone is able to free up their entire month, then, mashallah, it will be good for you. Like some brothers who take their leave in the month of Ramadan to concentrate in the worship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is the best way of welcoming the month of Ramadan. It's the best way to welcome the month of Ramadan. If by the will of Allah someone is able to recognize their routine for Ramadan, then they will be able to avail the utmost of this month by reaching the zero spirit and cultivate the real reason for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given you the month of Ramadan. So brothers Islam, what to do with the free time that you have what created for yourself? When you have made yourself a Ramadan routine and free yourself upon an extra time, then you can use and utilize that time to do fast, obligatory things, much setting, Taraweeh prayer. You need to also as well engage yourself in things that will increase your iman. Reading the Holy Quran, because Quran is, the month of Quran is Ramadan. So we pray Allah Ta'ala to honor us, to give us the ability to keep reading the Quran. My brothers and Islam, we should make sure that we are protected from gazing at women. You should make sure that you are protected by safeguarding your iman. We should make sure that we are protected by gaining a lot of things and avoiding things that will lead us astray. We pray Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Engage in nawafil prayers. Nawafil prayers. That is Taraweeh and other nawafil prayers. It is sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read Quran and do much of zikr. Read more of zikr. The ultimate zikr, remembrance of Allah, it is the glorious Quran. We will have 10, 11 months the way we have. Allah is offering this month to cleanse ourselves from our sins. Commit yourself so that you do not disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This will help you and me be better human beings. Make a commitment to yourself that this is the month of Allah. And Ramadan is the month of Allah, the month of worship, the month to acquire taqwa, the month which every individual must have self-reflection. What kind of things that they have engaged in before now, and now we are repenting to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Do it often and often. Take much of istighfar. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive you and me. My brothers in Islam, we pray Allah ta'ala to make it easy for each and every one of us. We pray Allah ta'ala to grant us mercies and understand of Islam. Now we say taqwa. What is even taqwa, brothers? As mentioned earlier in the Quran, la'allakum tattaqun. What is taqwa? Taqwa, like I said, it is all for you to be righteous, for you to be conscious of Allah. Some scholars have said that the way fasting instills taqwa is by breaking the powerful world of base human and animal desire. When a fasting person bears hunger and crouches within them and their base desire, which makes acting upon a sin less attractive to them. You know, when you are not full, your belly, your stomach are half empty, or there's no food at all, you see it less attractive towards sin against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the other one, in the other side, you know Allah ta'ala elevates your rank and say that the fast not only cause this desire, rather it is itself a noble means of what? Acquiring fasting, acquiring taqwa itself. So brothers Islam, you should know that taqwa is to abstain from sinning. Why conscious of greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? This is simply what is taqwa. Abstaining from sin and gaining consciousness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is what is taqwa. And also constantly remind yourself, myself, that I am slave of Allah. I am a slave of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And I will have to answer in front of Allah, and Allah ta'ala is watching me. This is simply what is taqwa. So my brothers and sisters, we should remember that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sees us. And he say in Quran, Surah Al-Naziah, verse 40, Quran 74, verse 40 to 41.
Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala say, but as for those, as for him who feared the position of his Lord and prevented the soul from unlawful inclination, then indeed paradise will be a refuge for him. Paradise will be where he will dwell. So my brother, Allah is watching you. So do the needful and change your pattern of life. Your character, the way you do things, the way you transact businesses, the way you interact with people, the way you do even in your home, in your villages. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mercy with all of us. My brother Islam, this is where we draw a curtain today. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant each and every one of us mercies and honor of Islam. So inshallah ta'ala, brothers Islam, we'll stop here. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant each and every one of us mercies. We pray our brothers and sisters that are sick, may Allah ta'ala give them quick recovery. We pray our brothers and sisters that are there looking for means of sustainability, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant it for them. Brothers and sisters, it is an opportunity for all to invest so much in this Ramadan. Invest your money, your words, your time in service of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Remember the hadith of Rasulullah that says, whoever feeds a fasting prophet has a reward equivalent to the person he fed. So imagine it's where fasting, iftar program is being carried out. It is important that we engage ourselves and also contribute our quota to it, like the way we do it in this masjid. May Allah Ta'ala bless all of us. May Allah strengthen our iman. We pray Allah Ta'ala to distance us away from shaitan and shayateen. Rabbana aatina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirah hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmatan innaka antal wahhab. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفو والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا كاملا ويقينا صادقا برحمتك يا رحمين يا عزيز يا غفار. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.